Good morning, Imani.
Good morning.
It's so good to be in the house of the Lord. It's so good to see every smiling face this morning. Are there any visitors? Let me put my glasses on so I can see. Let me stop being vain. Any visitors in the house today? First-time visitors? Okay, so we're all family. I'm happy to have you here. We want to welcome you. We know that you're going to enjoy our praise and our worship today, and we know that you're going to be blessed. We want to stand and welcome each other, and as we do so, we want to sing our song that we always sing, the Jesus in me loves the Jesus in you.
Is it time? In our service that we talk in a very special way to our Lord. And I don't know about you, but my God is an awesome God. When you talk to him, he listens. And not only does he listen, he answers. And when he answers, many wonderful things happen in your life. And this morning, I know that some of us have come to church with the troubles of the world on our minds. We have come with joy, but we are just a little weighed down by our circumstances. This morning, I want to let you know that you can find relief in Jesus. You can talk to him and you can give him your burden. And he says that if you cast your burdens upon me, I will carry them for you. Oh, I know I have some burdens that I want to give to Jesus. I know I have some troubles that I want to lay at the feet of Jesus. I know that I have some problems that I cannot bear, and only Jesus can bear it. And if you are like me this morning and you want something special from Jesus, or you just want to register your presence in this place and say, thank you, Jesus, for your goodness towards me. As the music plays, I want you to just come to the altar. We don't have all the space we can, but come and stand next to somebody and open your hearts to Jesus and let Jesus come in and answer your prayer this morning. Oh, just come and come to Jesus. And the rest of us, we're going to ask that you just kneel where you are reverently. Kneel where you are with closed eyes and uplifted hearts so that Jesus can hear you. What a friend we have in Jesus. All our griefs to bear. What a privilege that we can carry everything to God in prayer. Almighty God, we come into your presence this morning because you're worthy of our praise. Dear Lord, we come recognizing that without you we can do nothing. We come, dear Lord, because when we come to you, our lives have been changed and we are never the same again. But this morning, your children have walked through the valley during this week. They have experienced some difficult things and some great things. But the Lord, we have recognized that through it all, that you were there with us. And we have come this morning to say thank you, Jesus, for being with us. Thank you, dear Lord, that when we went through that difficult moment, that you came through for us. Thank you, dear Lord, that when we were somewhat discouraged, dear Lord, you encouraged us. Thank you, dear Lord, that when we thought that things were so bad, that you just came through and let us know that everything is all right. Dear Lord, when this failure stares us in the face, dear Lord, we are glad that you have given us success. Oh, and when sin comes into our lives to daunt us and to give us failure, dear Lord, you just lift us up through your Holy Spirit and to your power, and we want to thank you for it this morning. So, dear Lord, we have come into this house of God rejoicing in your holy name, because we are not the person that we were before. We were somewhat distraught and afflicted, but this morning, dear Lord, we come praising the Lord and knowing that we serve a mighty God. Oh, dear Lord, so far we have been feeling your presence, and we ask that you stay, that you linger with us. But, dear Lord, we are here to be blessed and to be a blessing to others. And, dear Lord, we ask that in our singing and in our praying and in our speaking, that only the name of Jesus will be relevant and the power of Jesus will be realized. We want to thank you for the preacher that will be preaching this morning. Oh, dear Lord, we know that you have been good to her, and she has been listening to you. And, dear Lord, we know that because of her connection with you, we will hear some things today that will cause us to look up and say our redemption joyed now. I hope that some words will be said and somebody will be saved this morning. Hope that we will open our hearts and have retentive hearts and inclining minds to say, Lord, whatever you want us to do, let us do it in the name of Jesus. As some people are sick, dear Lord, give them healing. Some people are broke, dear Lord, give them money. As some people are frustrated, dear Lord, give them joy. As some people, dear Lord, just want to have you as their personal Savior, give them salvation today. And when this meeting is over, have that every boy and every girl, every man and every woman will rejoice in Jesus, because we all recognize that this world is not our home. We are just pilgrims passing through, and we are looking for that day when Jesus will come to take us unto himself. So, dear Lord, again bless us and make this service be a blessing to all of us, because we pray it in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen.
Church. Let me see those hands, the hands of those persons who are happy to be alive today. Good. And are you happy to be in church?
Yes.
That's nice. Okay, the topic of our story today is a voice at night. Are you afraid? Have you ever been afraid at nighttime when the light is off and you're alone in your room? Really? Why are you afraid? this story is about Samuel. Now, Samuel's, the name of Samuel's mother is Hannah, and she's been praying for a long time to have a child. And eventually she has a son, and she named him Samuel. Now, she decided, she had made a promise to God that if he allowed her to have any children, then she would give him to the Lord. So she, when Samuel was old enough, she took him to the temple and allowed him to stay with Eli. Now, Eli was a priest. So Samuel grew up and he was there going in the temple with Eli. But one night he went to bed and he heard a voice calling him. And the voice said, Samuel. He jumped out of bed and ran to Eli. And he said, yes, Eli. Eli said, I didn't call you. Go back to bed. And Samuel went back to bed. He was obedient. He went back to bed. He lay down for a little bit, and he heard the voice call him again. He heard, Samuel. And he got up this time. He said, yes, I heard it all right. That's me. It must be Eli calling. And he went to Eli. And Eli said, I didn't call you. Go back to bed. Samuel went back to bed. And the third time he lied down and he heard his voice again. He said, okay, this is three times, so I'm not hearing things. I'm not crazy. I know someone is calling me. So he went right back to Eli, and Eli said, I didn't call you, but you know what? It must be God calling you. So he said, next time you hear the voice, you say, speak, Lord. I am listening. So he went back to bed and he lied down. And he heard the voice again. The voice said, Samuel. And this time, he didn't run to Eli. He said, speak, Lord, I am listening. And you know what? God talked to him and he gave him counsels. And he was able to talk to the people. So he became a prophet. Now, I'm telling you this story. Do you believe that God talked to you sometimes? Really? You think he talked to you? Do you listen when he speaks to you? Okay. Now we can be little Samuels. You might not be a Samuel, but whatever your name is, you can listen to the Lord. He has a plan for each of us. He has a plan for you. He has a plan for you. He has a plan for everyone. So if we listen to him, sometimes he speaks to us through our parents. Sometimes he speaks to us through our pastors. Sometimes he speaks to us through our friends. But we need to listen and be obedient, okay? So that we can fulfill the plan that God has for us. All right? Let us stand for prayer. Anyone would like to pray for us today? Okay. Okay, we have two prayers.
Thank you, Lord, for this beautiful day. Thank you, Lord, for the flowers. Thank you for the grass. Thank you for the animals. Thank you for the people. Thank you for the water. Thank you for the food. In Jesus' name, amen.
Dear Jesus, thank you for this day. Thank you for everybody in